Yeah, I had a question mainly for Dr. Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here you go. When I have sex and I'm wearing a condom, I can't have an orgasm. But without the condom, I can.
Turn it inside out, ribbed for your pleasure.
Yeah, okay.
Serious, it works. Try it.
Really?
Serious?
Yeah, it feels a little different. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't feel like all natural, but, you know. Try it. It works.
Really?
Yeah. Well, don't give it up.
At least you'll have that mental edge. Jason,
mm-hmm.
Why don't you try to work that angle?
Inside out.
Yeah, I mean, why don't you find somebody and stick with them for a little bit?
It's really amazing. Our advice
is... I don't know.
Our advice basically is turn the condom inside out or have a real relationship.
In a worst case scenario, you could have a real relationship,
yeah,
Jason. I mean, push comes to shove, I guess you could do that.
Yes. Jason. At least the women will think that you can, you know, have some longevity there.
Yeah, absolutely. It does.
Instead of just like one pump hop, you know what I mean?
It does sort of add to that, and we
you
do
can just
get a lot of
fake it or something.
I really think he's more. Yes, they should really make that.
He really cares, though.
They should make condoms with a little semen pouch in them, so you could fake an orgasm as a guy. You know how they, you know, in the movies they use those like blood capsules where the guy bites down on it after the guy punches him in the face. They do something like that with condoms.
They got little packets of mayonnaise at Wendy's. You know, you just squirt a little bit of that on the inside at the very, very end. You got to just do it at the very end because you don't want it to
get along the shaft,
right? You got to turn it inside out. So you got to put it in the very, very end, in the receptacle end. Yeah, you don't want it to get all over the place. Then it'll slide right off.
Grab a pencil and write this down.
Yes, you know, I got to say something. But rarely,
you have the pliers and the whole nine to find it, you know, stethoscope and
rarely am I offended or repulsed by anything anyone says on this show. But I'm almost there. I'm on my threshold now. Maybe it's the mayonnaise. Like I said,
give us a couple more minutes.
I think if you'd used tartar, it would have been okay.
This song is called 13 of Fat, and it's about anybody's younger sister. Thought she knew where it was at. She was 13 and very big. And all her friends called her a pig. So when she wasn't eating, yeah, she was smoking. We called her fat. She thought we were joking. She filled six shopping carts at the store.
And then she went back to do one more.
Couldn't even fit all
door.
But without food, life's just a bore.
She was
13 and very big. And our friends called her a pig. 13 and fat. And on her butt she said 13 and fat. She's 20 something with kids and fatter.
Bigger and more bottom.
Yes, round of applause. American bud.
You're fat.
You think MTV will accept that?
Yeah, I think there's. I think somebody probably taped that, and the bootlegs are making their way across North America as we speak.
Send us checks.
Oh, I tell you.
Our money orders.
Be a man. Be a sport. They're dumb, but hey, let them get smart. They're close. Let them suck you off. You real American man, come in their mouth. Grab him by the back of the neck and press that vagus nerve. That's it. Work her head up and down. She's a doll. Fuck her in the mouth. Stick that cock down her throat. Turn her on. Bust your nuts in her fucking mouth. And have her play with her cunt while she sucks it. That's the whole trick. That's what turns her on. Then she gets hot, busts her nuts, and she joins you and wants to suck your cock anytime you want it. You guys don't know what love is. You don't know what love is. Until you learn the meaning of the blues. Until you had a love you had to lose. You don't know.